Can you hear it? Oh yeah. Badass. I love it. Just get me right by. Is it? It's not like.
It's like a hockey intro song.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a
rock'em flying onto the ice.
Yeah.
The hype up song. Pump me up song.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that incredible intro outro music. You can find him everywhere on the socials. And on this week's episode, I'm super pumped. You know, we've been working at this one for a while, and you know, like it was not her first time on the podcast. We did a live stream of the podcast last year, and you came on for 5-10 minutes or whatever when we were doing the wildfire evacuee fundraiser thing with Bobber, and you donated some money, you know, and that was huge considering, you know, you were close to probably needing some of it yourself, probably at the fire gone a different way. But you know, shout out to Jody from the 646. She's finally here.
Hey, what's everyone? Yep, finally we matched up our times and working, and it made it happen.
Hell yeah!
It's been, a year, of you. When can you do this?
And, hey, you know what? Like I say it all the time, I'll just keep circling back around, right? It's got to keep in people's ears. And if you say no, I can't right now, that's cool. Yeah. I'll come back, right? And I'm very persistent that way. I don't care. You know,
well, I had to dig this hoodie out of the dirty laundry hamper because we were supposed to do it like last Wednesday or whatever. So I thought, oh, I don't know when he's gonna call me. I better wear it. So I put it on.
Yeah.
And then ended up working late or whatever it was. So then I was like, where's my house video? I was like, I don't know where it is. And I was like, oh, it's probably still dirty. I haven't done laundry yet. So that's where it was. So
I was in Fox Creek. I was in Fox Creek last week, actually.
Yeah.
Right now I'm not. I'm out in Saskatchewan. I'm back on the road crew for the summer now.
And, oh, right.
You know, yeah. So I was in Saskatchewan. I was in Fox Creek, sorry, when we were going to do it. And then I can't remember. Yeah, I think I ended up working late my last night there.
Yeah.
You know, just that, you know, the countdown's on. It's like, hey, after this shift, I get to go home. Yeah, I'm done here. Right. And then, of course, it takes forever.
Yeah. And then you're like, hey, what about tomorrow night? I'm like, Oilers are on. I'm like, no, yeah, we're not.
How did that last game turn out for you?
What's that?
How did that last game turn out for you?
Bad. I'm nervous of this series.
Yeah, don't be. I mean, it's too, like, honestly, if you look at how the playoffs, how the conference finals in each conference have turned out, it's the top four best teams in the NHL.
It's so tight.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And Dallas, I gave you that fun fact today. Dallas has never lost. Or no, not never lost. Dallas has lost
never.
Every game won in every series they've played since 1999.
Yeah, I wish it was like the top four games in the third round. Yeah, or something. That would be a better stat for me right now because, you know, last night was a little tense.
I'm still calling a Panthers Oilers Stanley Cup Finals.
That's what my husband called that from day one. He's like, it's gonna be Oilers.
The Oilers would get spanked.
That would be nice.
The Oilers would get spanked in that series. The Panthers are on a mission. Chucky and Bob are on a mission.
Well, okay, like. Skinny's been playing good. It's just hit or miss, right? Like he can be just a phenomenal goalie. And then, you know, it's like first shot goes in. You're just like, oh my God. It's just so hard to come back from that. And if they get, I think it just deflates them. And then, you know, you're like, what? Oh my God. And so once he makes it past like five shots and no goals, we're like, okay, it's going to be a good one. Like, yeah.
But
if Skinny lets in one of those first ones, what?
Draisaitl's having himself a playoff.
Oh yeah.
Right.
And
I think last night was the only game he hasn't scored in or recorded a point this preseason.
The other one too is Nuge. He's just such an unsung hero, and he's just clutch. He's just he's good on the forecheck and the backcheck, and he's just that guy. Like, he's just quiet. Like, he just kind of sulks in there, sneaks in there. I don't know. He's just a great player, and I think he doesn't get enough recognition.
I'm surprised after all these years, right, through everything the Oilers went through with those, like, four back-to-back first-round picks, it felt like four anyway. You know, you had Taylor Hall and Nuge and Puljujärvi, I think, and Eberle, right?
I don't know if he was the first.
I'm surprised that out of all of them, Nuge is the one that stuck around, you know?
Like, yeah.
Nuge was this scrawny little kid who just, I didn't think he was the best one at all. And he's still here after like 10 years, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but, and Ekholm, I'm a big fan of the Viking, that handsome bugger. I like him on devil. D. Yeah. He's a pretty man.
Hell yeah. But
anyways. Yeah.
So I wanted you on, right? You know, you bring a pretty, like, unique element to, you know, the whole blue collar thing. You're blue collar, right? You're oil field. You live in Fox Creek. You're blue collar. You're a mom. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. It's not Mother's Day now,
and
it's the month.
And I became a grandma on Thursday.
And you're no longer just a mom, you're a grandma now. Like,
promoted.
Look at you. Like, you're only 40 and you're a grandma. Look at you.
Oh, right? I wish I was only 40.
Good for you. Right? Like,
yeah.
No, congratulations on that. You're also a grandma now. I've seen that little bundle of joy. Congratulations. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, thanks.
Badass name too. Like, good.
Yeah, good, hey, pretty unique. Yeah, it's pretty cute. Tommy Blue.
Have we decided what you're being called yet? Is it Grams, Grandmama, Grandmare?
You know, I was like, I think it needs to be something cool, a little bit cooler than like Granny or something. I'm like, I can't go by that. So it's like Gigi. I've seen other people, they go by Gigi. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But every time I say it, I say Grandma. So I feel like it's going to be Grandma. But I mean, I guess it'll be whatever she comes up with. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah. When my kids have kids and I become a grandparent, I want my grandkids to call me grandfather, and exactly with that accent too, like the little British accent. Grandfather, may I have some more, please? Like, grandfather, right? And that's what I want. I just want that. Hey, grandfather.
You better hope your girls meet British fellas then, I guess.
No, my daughters are only 6 and a half and 4, and they very much have a type already. Like, they are into they like Jamaicans. It's weird. I don't know, it's weird. It is what it is. They like
it's Jamaicans. Just weird that they already know.
They already know. Oh, you know, my 4-year-old, we were at the Millennium Place there. I think it was Millennium Place in Sherwood Park. We were swimming. And you know what? He wasn't Jamaican. He was a tall, muscular. He wasn't white, but he wasn't like dark. He was just dark. He was tanned, right?
Yeah.
And she just kept staring at him. She's like, Dad, he's so cute. And I'm like, no. No, you're 4. No, stop. Yeah. Right? And we just laughed it off and whatnot. But like, they have types. It's weird. Oh, yeah. It's so weird.
Our daughter, when she was small, we'd ask her, Kennedy, when you grow up, who are you going to marry? She'd always look at us and say, Daddy. I'm like, Dad's already married. Oh, yeah. She's like, nope, I'm marrying Daddy. We're like, Mike was like, yeah, I'm good with that. Nope. Yeah, she can marry me.
So
that was her plan way back
safe,
then,
right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, you bring that element, right? And then of course, like, you know, the 6'4" and not just the 6'4", like you own, like, it seems like you pretty much own every fucking building in Fox Creek.
Yeah.
Like,
I wish.
Yeah, like, hey, shit, you can't shake a stick at something without hitting like something in Fox Creek that's, you know, yours, right? Or you know, yours adjacent. And you know, like, that's it's interesting to me, you know what I mean? Like, you've always, like, since I learned about the 6'4" and then I learned more about you, like, you've always been like this interesting, you and Mike, I fucking love Mike too, right? Like he's just so mysterious to me anyway. Like, yeah. You guys are both so like interesting and mysterious. Oh, right? And it's just, yeah. No, it's,
you're the most boring cool. people at Fox Creek, probably.
No. Definitely not. So like, yeah, you're the most boring person in Fox Creek. Hey, yo, we have a big charitable thing in Africa where we build like schools and stuff and donate money and raise money. And hey, we're boring though, right?
Like, yeah. we're just suckers for punishment, I think. Just take something else on. It's like, ah, why are we doing this? But
yeah. Are you from Fox Creek originally?
Yeah, I'm born and raised. Mike was born in Victoria, but came here really young. But yeah, I know my dad came here. He was a journeyman millwright. So he worked out in the oil patch. That's why we came here.
In Fox?
To Fox, yeah.
Wow. Like yeah. Your dad was. Like,
my dad was, yeah. That's why I wasn't born yet when my mom and dad moved here. But he came, originally started in the forestry and then got his journeyman ticket and worked out at out in the gas plant.
It's not too. So, yeah. It's not too often you see like a like thoroughbred Fox Creekian, you know, like
yeah.
Born and bred.
Well, usually people are in a pretty big hurry to get out.
Nah, you know what? A lot of people talk shit about the place, but I've worked there for 6 years now, and I love it. You know, like it's got there's something about Fox Creek that you know just it's I don't know I can't find the words for it. You know, it's. It's a fun little place. I enjoy my time there. And, like, you know, it's going to be sad, like, because, you know, one day I'm going to move on from that part of my life, unfortunately. It will happen. But, like, I'm kind of sad thinking about it. Like, man, I'm not gonna spend most of my time here anymore one day, you know? And that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe I'll buy
TCR off Terry. And
yeah, there you go.
Maybe I'll be the owner.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we love it here. We have tons of friends. Our son is here. Our daughter teaches school in Edmonton, so she lives there. But yeah, we love it here. I mean, we've made it our home. It was a great place to raise our kids. Big hockey family. So we spent our winters playing hockey and our summers camping and fishing. So yeah, good spot.
Cheering for the wrong NHL team. Gotcha.
You know, it's oil country, bud. You're an oil country.
Hey, I'm a Leaf fan. I got nothing against
the
oil.
We'll bring you over to the dark side. You wait.
Hey, I'm still trying to win one round here. You know, like, we did that last year.
Those poor Leafs.
The Panthers just spanked them. I haven't seen the Leafs in anywhere past the second round in over 20 years now. It's been heartbreaking. I remember I was like 15 or 14 or some shit like that. I remember it very vividly. You know, the Leafs were in the second round. They were up. I think it was game six. They were winning against the Flyers. And, you know, I was laying in my bed watching the game. It goes to overtime. I'm like, no, come on. Right. And my dad's like, you got to go to bed now. I'm like, the game's almost over. And I remember the conversation, right? Like, it was yesterday because it was significant. And, like, game six, overtime, John LeClair and Jeremy Roenick. This is how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Go in on Eddie Belfour, my all-time favorite player.
Yeah. Yeah,
go in on a 2-0 breakaway on Eddie Belfour. They danced around Brian McCabe. And just, you know, 2-0 breakaway on Eddie Belfour. LeClair passes it over to Roenick. Roenick back to LeClair, and it went in, and my heart sunk. Right, and I was just like, "Oh my god!" Right, and it was just, you know, it was all part of being a Leaf fan. But Leaf fans, myself included, did not know that that was going to be
the
beginning of 9 years of not making the playoffs. At least we're going to stink for the next decade. And then when they did get good, you know, they got really good. When they got good, they couldn't get past the first round ever.
Yeah. it's like they have that curse that the Red Sox had when they traded Babe Ruth, that
the curse of the Bambino.
They carried that for years. So it's like you guys are carrying some weird curse because it just seems like on paper they should just go places and then they just don't. Like, and it's,
over the last couple of years, so the Leafs have had this big issue with you know, abandoning or shutting out their alumni, right? Up until the last few years, right? You know, like they shit all over them, and that was partly to do with what was his name? Harold Ballard. Harold Ballard treated everyone like shit. And Dave Keon was the target of Harold Ballard. He'd trade his superstars just to prove a point. He didn't give a shit. Right? And he traded away Dave Keon, and Dave Keon actually cursed the team on his way out. And they didn't talk. The team and Dave Keon, nobody from the team, talked to Dave Keon for like 30 or 40 years or something like that. And then it was only a couple of years ago where they started Legends Row, and they started honoring their former players, their alumni, and they brought Keon back. Keon actually agreed to come back, and they rehashed, or they said sorry, and they reunited, and now they're on speaking terms, and Keon's actually part of the team. And you thought, like, hey, once that curse that Keon was part of the 67 Cup winning team, once that curse was lifted, you think something would happen. I don't think Keon's done with this yet. I think he's still mad. I don't think he lifted that curse.
He hasn't pulled those pins out of that doll yet.
Yeah. He's like, it's coming. Don't worry. You know, you're all fucked.
It's weird.
So 646, like, I always try my best or my hardest to talk about it or whatnot, and describe what it is. Like, six meals for six kids essentially is what it is, but I always get the rest of it wrong. I'm like, hey man, I can't do it justice. I gotta get Jody over here to explain it, and I could never really do that. But you're here now, so 646. Why, how, and where?
Okay, it was the pandemic. You know, everybody's sitting at home, and of course, during the pandemic, we couldn't fundraise. So I guess I should go back a bit. In 2013, I traveled to Tanzania to volunteer, and I was placed at an orphanage there for a month. And I just helped with school teaching and feeding the kids and whatnot. So every day I would go there. And then after I came back, Mike was like, we got to go back and do more. Why don't we go and build something? And so we ended up building a school, which we didn't know what we were doing, but we thought, okay, well, we'll build a school, offer free school to underprivileged kids to, you know, just get more kids educated there. Cause I think it's like a pretty slim. It's about 25% of kids actually go to school in Tanzania. The rest, their parents can't afford it. No school is free there. There's no public school. Even the government schools, there's a fee, which most families can't afford. So we built this small school that we could take 20 students. We had a small dormitory and kind of ran it that way. And in the beginning, we just paid out of our personal money, and we were paying the teacher, paying the food and the medical and the bill, you know, utilities and stuff personally. And we were like, okay, you know, we might need to start fundraising now because we're probably going to run out of money. So we did kind of just started a society. I had some friends come on the board, and we started like all back, like working. Like, we didn't just solicit funds. I'm like, I'm not just going to send letters and ask people to give me money. We'll earn it. We'll bartend. We'll do cleanups. We'll do whatever, right? Put on some golf tournaments, things like that, that we would generate our own money, not just handouts kind of thing. So we did that for a long time, you know, and everything was going really good. And then I got certified through CRA. So now I'm actually a charitable organization, which means we can write receipts. So just like any corporation that you make a donation to, we can receipt you, and it's you can use it on your taxes or whatnot. So that was a big step for us to move into that charitable organization bracket. And then it was like right after we got that, boom, pandemic. And then we couldn't fundraise. And, you know, because you couldn't have groups, you couldn't go out, you couldn't do anything. And I was like, how am I going to keep generating money to keep paying for the expenses? And I was like, I need to reach like a broader amount of people other than just Fox Creek. Like, Fox Creek is one of the most generous communities when it comes to fundraising events and things like that, that they participate. And whatnot, and they're, you know, the people in
it's
the
because you throw alcohol in there, man. They're all
yeah, usually like, that helps.
You know,
but
let's the whole community together, throw beer in. Yeah, fight yeah. Stewie. You know that is the
oh big Stewie. Yeah.
I love yeah. that guy.
Yeah. He puts the beer away for sure. So then I was like, well, what if like, you know, like what if I sold things, like, you know, started a website and. Yeah, and then I kind of just dreamed up this number. I'm like, why don't we everything you buy? Oh. Commercial break.
Go team this year.
Yeah, go team.
And thank you, Rip. You're the best.
Sorry about that.
Back from commercial break.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, so then I just thought, why don't I kind of figure out something that if people buy something, then a portion of it will go to Hockey Hearts Foundation. So that's the name of my foundation, which is kind of separate from 646, because that's the certified charitable organization is Hockey Hearts Foundation. And yeah, so then I came up with this number. 646 means for everything you buy, 6 meals for 6 kids. So essentially 36 meals are provided if you buy this hoodie or these sweats or these sunglasses or whatever. And I just kind of went with it. I designed the logo and just kind of kept it simple and put it out. And then of course everybody in town bought one because they're just supportive and great. And then I got my website going.
See them everywhere.
Yeah, it's just kind of snowballed. It's done really well and it's kept money in our account. And right now we don't have any kids in our school because we had some issues with the landowner of our last school. So foreigners can't own land in Tanzania. So I can never own the land my school is on. So we kind of ran into some issues and I was just kind of tired of dealing with it all. So I thought, okay, let's, you know, build. So got a new piece of land, which we paid for and then have signed like a 99-year lease so that we can't run into those issues again. And so we're still in the process.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're still in the process of building. We're building a bigger school. We have a girls and boys dorm and it's quite a nice facility. It looks really good, but we're still building, still fundraising because we still have a lot to do there. But yeah, so currently right now school isn't in because the school isn't quite finished yet. And I go back on November 1st and I'm hoping to finalize everything and make sure all the desks are in and the beds and whatnot. So yeah. So that's where 646 came and yeah, just sort of.
I love that. You know, like I didn't even know about it right until like Corey, you know, everyone in Fox Creek knows each other. And this is when I truly started getting the feel for just how well connected Fox Creek is, mm-hmm. right? Like how, you know, everyone knows everyone, everyone's like, you know, intertwined, right? Somehow. And so, you know, Corey's like, hey, there's this lady, you know, and she has this thing, 646, and I didn't know what it was yet. And she wants to know if you want to like make a video and like make a video with her and go to the golf course or something. And I was like, yeah. I'm always down. And at that point in time, I'm like, hey, I was just starting out. I'm always down to like, you know, I've never done anything like that. Let's do it. Right. And so yeah. I was searching around for something to do for like, I don't know, a good few days anyway. And then like, I'm like, the Adam Sandler thing happened on the golf course. Right.
Yeah.
We have to remake that. Because yeah. like I feel like you got me at that beginning and like, you know, it wasn't as good as it could have been. And
I was terrible. Man, like, you were good. I was terrible.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. We were both terrible.
That like 2 years terrible. Ago? That had to be 2 years ago.
Three
years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, three. Yeah. It just yeah, 3 years ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Bad. It was not good. And,
Whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, I started, you know, seeing it and looking into it and stuff like that. And then I was like, hey, you know what? Like, that's badass, you know? Like, fuck yeah. I'm down to, you know, push something like that. Why not? Right. And, it was cool, man. Like, and we did that. And then, you know, you had your cheer boxes, which I was more than happy to how much I helped, but like, you know, I was there, I tried, you know, and that was, I think the first couple of times I only had TikTok. Right now you got a following on Facebook, and now I just hit 50K today on Instagram. We're at 50K on the gram now.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And one avenue I didn't have at that point in time was the podcast, right? Like, you know, and the podcast is listened to all over the world, right? And I don't know if you've seen the heat map or not, but the heat map's pretty cool. It shows a lot here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really cool. Like, North America, we only have, I think, a couple listeners. We just started getting people listening in South America. I made a video about it not long ago, and I was like, man, no one's listening in South America. What do I got to do? Do I got to change my podcast name to Fast and the Furious? Like, what's going on? Right? And then, you know, like, all over Europe, even in the Middle East, you know, Australia is lit right up on the heat map. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, crazy. It's cool.
Yeah, so that was fun.
I'm sitting at 500 or something on TikTok. I'm like, but I don't post.
Whatever. Enough. I mean, you don't post that much either, right?
No, but like, I mean, and I always say if I ever like made it big or something, the first thing I would do is hire a social media person, because I hate it. I hate being on camera. I like trying to think of something witty and good. You know what I mean? And just the time, between the businesses, when I run between the businesses, I just like, it's just like, and then you're 11 o'clock at night trying to make a post and put it out, and it's like, and then I do it, and
you're busy.
I'm at 500 on TikTok, so I'm killing it. I have 6,000 on Instagram though.
We'll get you up there. But what else is cool in the last, it's been 2 years now since you started Collective Souls, right? Two years?
Yeah. Well, I think June will be 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to move it.
Getting ready to come here. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to get out of my house. I outgrew my house with the hoodies. We couldn't, my one little room. Well, you were in that original room in my house that I was working out of, and it was just not enough space. So a spot opened up downtown. So I was like, well, let's give it a go. I don't know.
Yeah. It's working, obviously.
Yeah. It's going good. Yeah. Well, and then I kind of turned it into like a gift shop. Yeah. Like with different vendors and stuff. And which is kind of nice, because we don't have any gift shop in town. So it was kind of something the town needed to get a birthday gift.
Yeah. I said that in my video for it too. I was like, hey, you ever been stopping by Fox Creek and thought, man, I really need to get a gift for someone that I was here, right? And I was like, well, now you can, right? Like, now you can. Collective Souls is here. Stop by. You need to get, like, do you have any of those, like, Welcome to Fabulous Fox Vegas shirts?
No, but you know how many people ask me to make that? It's crazy. So I really should do something. But you know what I have right now that are, like, I can't even keep them in the store? It's called Blind Date with a Book. And so it's like it's kind of a gift box, and it's kind of filled with not just bookish items, but just kind of girly stuff that girls would like. And it has smutty books. Like, they're spicy, smutty books. Yeah. Some boxes some boxes come with a personal massager. If you know.
Shit.
Yeah. So if you happen to get one of the personal massager boxes, consider it, you got one of the good boxes. So.
Well, but I'm going to have to come and get one, you know? Not for myself. Well, maybe for myself. Does get a little lonely, but like, get a gift for the wife, you know?
You want to get your wife a good gift? She'll like these books, trust me.
Okay, but is it a pink cherry personal massager? That's how you know you've made it. I don't ask why I know this.
I was like, I don't even know what?
Yeah,
some of them are pink. Are pink.
So the pink cherry, some are black. Is pretty cool. So the pink cherry thing, I've come to learn from my wife. I've been watching, you know. Hey, so the pink cherry thing is, you subscribe, right? And you get like this. They send you this little personal one that only has so much battery usage in it, and it's fucking amazing, apparently. But when it dies, it dies. That's it. You can't get another one unless you buy another one. But you can't replace the batteries, or you'd be like, damn, I really like this. So then you go and get the one that you can charge, which is better, apparently.
Yeah.
And like, I've seen it. I've watched it in action. Like, this thing is badass, you know? Like, I'm sitting there, like, watching and just looking at this thing, and sometimes I'll, like, stumble upon it and be like, I'll just play with it. Like, in my hand, just like, you know? Like, oh, yeah. Hey, you know, it's addicting. Yeah. I get it. I understand, you know? Like, it's addicting just to play with it in my hand, you know? Like, and it feels good on the, we're getting old. It feels good on the arthritis, so, like, you know.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's what we put it. It's a personal massager. Use it where you need it, you know?
Yeah. Hey. If you've been with your husband for like 30 years, you're probably getting arthritis. You need this massager for your arthritis, right?
Like, there you go. That's what I mean. But the funny thing is, so not every box has them, and they're always random. Like, they're randomly curated. Not every box will be made the same.
Every box is randomly curated.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know, that's every time, like, I bring something home, Mike's like, oh my God, what? I was like, you're putting what in those? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going for it. I don't know, just maybe, you know, maybe somebody's too embarrassed to go buy themselves a personal massager.
Okay,
so
I have an idea for a
video. What's that?
I have an idea for a video for your smutty books.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that would be good because my smutty books
are there,
smutty.
And I'm going to read a couple pages from the smutty books. It's going to start with me just reading like the hottest piece of material and then be like, get yours today. And if you're really lucky, and then, you know, like, I won't be able to show it, but I'll just click the button on. If you're really lucky, you'll get a free toy, right? Like, it's like a kid's, it's like a happy meal for adults, right?
Right. Yeah, so you're not guaranteed. I mean, if you ordered them online, you could add a note saying, could you make sure I get a personal massager? And we would definitely do that. But we did have a customer phone because she's like, I didn't get a personal massager. And was like, oh, you know, like it's random. Like it's just, you know, whatever. So kind of funny. And then, so my girl Cheryl, who works at the store, she's like, well, maybe we should put one in every box. And I was like, yeah, but if, say you come in and you get your third one, I'm like, probably don't need three or 10 of them. Like, so that I was like, we'll just randomly. But anyways, yeah. So
maybe
people
are
quite disappointed if they don't get one.
Maybe you do need three. Maybe you need one in every color.
Yeah, that's an option. I did just get new ones in, and it's like, it looks like a tube of lipstick. Pull the top off.
Man.
So it's like, you could just put it in your makeup case and no one would even know.
You know what? This would have made a great episode 69. Instead, it's 74. Like, Grace Magaha was 69. Maybe he should have been 74, but no, here we are. I think we are. Hey, I've no regret, no regrets. So,
yeah,
you know, like,
missed opportunity.
This is awesome. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the gift that keeps giving. You want to give a great gift to your wife or girlfriend or something? It's the gift that gives back, I tell you.
Interesting. I love it. Oh, man. So, like, I don't know, like how much, I don't know, I don't know, is that a bad question to ask? Like, how much have you raised total? Like, do you have like a total, like how much you raised for, you know, like six meals for six kids? Like, how many meals have you raised in total over the course of 4 years or whatever? It's four years.
Let me just go on my site because I have a.
It's on the site.
Yeah, there's a counter on there. So I don't even know my own website.
Oh, geez. I think it's 646.com, isn't it?
Co. 646.co. Yeah.
It's good to know. www.646.co.com.
Yeah. Yeah. And I haven't updated this number. I usually every 6 months I tally up. But on here right now, it's, I can't see it. It's 155,000 meals. But
wow.
I'm sure we're way over 200,000. Meals provided through people buying hoodies. Well over. I've gotten a pretty big support from up north in Kirby Lake, just north of Lac La Biche. My brother works at one of the CNRL plants, and he started wearing his hoodies, and then they started asking, and then boom, next thing, you know, they placed an order, and then they placed, like, yeah. So I've stayed really busy. They've been a huge contributor over the past 2 years, buying hoodies, and you know, they'll even order, can you just give me jackets, and can you just, you know, so I've been doing a bunch of stuff for them. It's been crazy. They even had me out there. I had to drive way up north, and I put on a presentation at their facility there at Kirby Lake. So it's been great. So yeah, that number, I really do need to update it, because I know I'm well over 200,000 meals that we've provided. So yeah,
in four years.
Yeah, it's just a number I can't even wrap my head around. You know, this little dumb idea I came up with when I was bored during COVID. And you know, I'm not saying I'm viral or anything like that, but it's been more successful than I could have ever dreamed. So it's pretty thankful to anybody. Yeah,
I've got myself a couple sweaters, and yep, I got this fancy one here recently. Yeah. You know, like about a month ago, was it? I don't know. Was it a month ago?
No, it was a while. That was like before Christmas, I think, was it?
No.
It's been a while we've been. No? Or no. It feels like we've been plotting this for a very long time.
No, really? That long? Yeah, because I was like, hey, I got to get you on the podcast. You're like, hey, I have an idea first, though. Right? I sent you my logo, right? And you're like, and then you came up with this. Like, you got the 646 logo with the Dick Frost on the arm, and you're selling those on the website right now, right?
I keep pulling the wrong arm. I can't get in the camera.
Yeah, look at that. We're twinsies.
Yeah, they're slick.
We're twinning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And everyone's like, hey, man, where'd you get that? It's just like 646, obviously, you know? Like,
yeah,
it says it right here. And, you know, right there is the logo. And they're on the website. They're for sale on the website, too, right?
They are. Yeah, you can get them on my website. Yeah, all of our hoodies are $60. A lot of times we'll have a 20% off sale. We don't currently have one now. But $60 gets you a hoodie, and you provide 36 meals to my kids. So
that's
it's a win-win.
That's
comfy hoodie, and you help some, kids over in Tanzania who truly, truly need it. So,
I was gonna put some of my merch into your store there when you first opened it up, right? And looking around now, it's like, man, where would you have put that? And you're like, you're full over there.
Oh yeah, my husband, every time I'm like, can you make me another shelf? And he's like, another? I'm like, where are you gonna put it? I was like, well, it's sneaking, and if you do, and he's like, oh my god, and he's out building me another shelf or another display or something. So yeah, I think every time I give him that look, he's thinking, oh god, I'm building something again. We seem to make it work. We always find it. Huh?
You're gonna have to buy a massage place next door, knock down that wall, kick that tenant out, eh?
Yeah, his dad owns that building.
I know.
Yeah. So, and it's,
isn't it isn't it his sister that?
She's in there. So that probably wouldn't go Sylvia. Over well.
Hey, she can find a new place. You knock that wall down, and you expand over there. She'll figure it out.
So we make it work. We find spots for everything. So
Your sister's made me cry on occasion.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
you've stopped in and.
Oh yeah, man! Like she knows how to give a good massage.
Yeah, you know,
like,
good.
Top notch. You know, like it hurts, but I say that a good massage should hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like if it ain't hurting, sometimes they ain't doing it.
You walk out of there and you're like, I think I'm bruised. You know, you get a massage and it's like, I think I'm bruised. I have to be bruised.
Yeah. Yeah, my kids were freaked out because she did the cupping. And when I asked them, they saw like the bruises from the cupping, and they're like, what happened? Oh no. Oh, what's that? Oh, they spent the whole week like just looking at it like that's are you okay? That looks like it hurts. Yeah. That don't hurt. It's fine.
Yeah.
My oldest, I don't know, did I bring it? My oldest just lost her first tooth tonight. So it's been wrangly for a bit. She was in there tonight it was really wiggly, so she's like, I'm done with that, and it popped out, and like I think the going rate for a first tooth these days is like $100.
Oh god, is that what she thinks, or she
that's what the go I'm oh. so I'm doing 20
Yeah.
I'm doing $20 for a first tooth. And I'm taxing it and putting it towards climate change just because it's what we do.
Yeah, there you go.
Canada, right? So like,
bullshit. They gotta learn it. They gotta learn it.
Yeah, she's gonna learn early, man. Like taxes. Here we go. Yeah. She's gonna get like $13 back.
Yeah. Our son
why not?
When he lost his first tooth, we were talking about the tooth fairy and, you know, we gotta put it on your pillow and all that. And he's like, oh, I really hope I get a check. It's like from the tooth fairy. He's like, yeah, I hope the tooth fairy leaves me a check. I'm like, for how much? Like, how much do you think you're getting from this tooth fairy? I was like, oh my god, the kid thinks he's getting a fucking check. Like, what? Yeah, so good thing she didn't ask for a check.
So it's crazy, right? You said, you know, all your kids are older, right?
Yeah.
And most of them, that they're moved out. Or is your daughter moved out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our son's 29. Huh? Yeah, and now we have our daughter from Tanzania. She just turned 16. She's been here a year now. Yeah, we've been empty nesters for years, and then now I have to cook again, so it really stinks, but it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild that, you know, like, she's already been here a year. I remember when you first brought her back and she was living with you, and now it's been a year and you were empty nesters and you were just like, hey, you know what? Like, you know what's a good idea? We got our freedom. You know what a good idea is? Let's move another one in.
We were smooth sailing, and then some nights we'd be like, you just want toast for supper? Sure. We'd eat toast, we'd eat chips and dip or something. Now it's like, I have to cook every single night again. Like, this thing.
Tell me you had dinner at like 4:30, like the early bird special. Like, I love that shit. I live for that. I can't wait to be having dinner at 4:00.
So that changed our world, but it's all good.
Hey, whatever. Hey, no, that's awesome. You did an incredibly good or decent thing. I don't know. Like, was she like in a bad situation at all? Like when you brought her over,
No, not at all. She has a mother and father, and she has siblings. You know, they live pretty meagerly and whatnot. And she's really smart, like really, really smart, and always did well in school there. But yeah, she just always asked if she could, you know, come to Canada, come stay with us. And so we've always sort of talked about it. And then, you know, it was a real, real process to get a passport for her. That took probably like 2 years just for her to get a Tanzanian passport. And then it probably took me almost another year to get a student visa, Canadian student visa for her to be able to come into Canada to attend school. So we haven't adopted her or anything like that. She still has all her own name and whatnot. So right now she's here on a student visa, and she's in grade 10 right now. So when she graduates, then when she turns 18, we'll start the process of getting her permanent residency. Then she won't have to keep filling out for this student visa, because if she tries to go to university on a student visa, instead of like $5,000 a year tuition, it's $50,000. If you're an international student. Yeah. So
50.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, as if university isn't expensive enough, then you come in as an international student and it's crazy. So we're going to have to, she won't be able to apply to university until we get that permanent residency, so that she can just apply like a regular Canadian student. So, but everything was just a really long, hard process. And then once we had all of our ducks in a row, then I flew down there last January, end of January, and then she flew back with me.
That's pretty cool, actually. I it's kind of like, hey, you know what? Like, I want to experience Canada. Hey, can I come with you? Yeah, let's do it. You know,
yeah, like, so adventurous.
Hey, we're no longer having toast for dinner.
That's end of that. Yeah, for sure. Like, and even for her parents to like trust in us, you know, to let her come with us, right? Because like, Kennedy moved away when she was 15 down south to play hockey, which was, she was about 12 hours away from us. And I cried for like, I don't even know how many days in a row after we left her there. I was like, oh my God, like, what have we done? You know, and she was accessible to me, right? I could get to her. I could talk to her every day. I could whatever. And I had a hard time with that. And, you know, these, her parents, they know it's the life in Tanzania, especially for a girl. Tanzania is 100 years behind where they should be when women are concerned. And, I think they just knew that this was a opportunity of a lifetime for her to get a better education and to, you know, really become, make something of herself. So yeah, they trusted in us to let her come live with us. And yeah, so it's been good.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Good for you guys. No, that's huge. That takes a lot. You know, that takes like, I'm not saying I don't know if I could ever do it, but that would be a hard decision. I have never been in that position to make that kind of a choice or decision. Yeah. Right? So I don't know. Right. But like, you know, that's a lot of responsibility, right? You know, now you're in charge of a whole other human being again, or and that's not even yours, right? So good on you guys. You know,
Big transitions, lots to learn, and you know, her learning stuff here, us learning, you know, different things about her, and you know, like things we were just kind of assumed maybe she would know, and then you find out that no, that, like they were never taught that. Like for instance, like she's brilliant, as I mentioned, but she didn't know what an adverb or a noun was, and I'm like,
I don't even know what that is.
Well, you just didn't pay attention in school, but
That's fair.
She had never been. She had never been taught it, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh, like you have to learn this. Like you need to know these things. You got to write essays and, you know, things like that. So then now we're sort of teaching her because I'm like, they're not going to teach you in grade 10 English because all the kids already know these things, right? So finding out those kind of things that you're kind of assuming she would already know and she has actually never been taught them. So then you're like, oh my God. So, we've had ups and downs for sure. Like it's been, some days are harder than others. She's a great kid.
It's awesome. Does she have any Oilers gear?
Oh yeah. She's a diehard. So poor kid. Like, you know, our TV is usually only ever on baseball, hockey, maybe sometimes golf. Like that's what we watch. Right. So, and we told her from like day one, I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. You are an Oilers fan. And if you even think about cheering for somebody else, and especially you go Calgary, I don't know if you'll be able to continue living here. I'm just going to throw that out there. And she's like, what? So she cheers now. Like she understands the game. And of course she had never, ever seen the game before. So yeah, she's a diehard. She bleeds blue and orange, just like everybody else here. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. It's good for her. At least, she's either doing it against her will because she wants a place to live, or she's truly a fan.
She's brilliant. She knows I got to cheer this way, or you never know.
Yeah, right? Yeah, she's working you over. That's for sure. Yeah. She's like, oh yeah, okay. Hey, when the boys in blue and orange when they score, I yell and scream, right? Like, that's how I get this ride. Oop.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's funny. That's awesome. Hey, I got a question. You know what viscosity is?
Viscosity?
Yeah, viscosity.
No, I probably couldn't give you an accurate definition of it.
You work and live in Fox Creek. There's rigs all around you. Viscosity is like the thickness of a drilling, the thickness of a fluid, right? Like the drilling mud, you know, how thick it is when it goes downhole and not. Hey, where I'm going with it is the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to the Mudman, you know, www.mudmarket.com. The guy's incredible. You know, he's there to simplify and make easier, you know, for the boys on the rig, you know, before, you know, they had a bit of a difficult time, or not a difficult time, but it wasn't as easy as it is now, right? Everything's electronic now, and, you know, it takes all the guessing work out of it.
Okay, cool.
Shout out to the Mudman, you know.
Shout out, Mudman.
Laboratory testing equipment needs. The Mudman's got your back. I love that.
Yeah, there you go. Cool.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we've been working with him for over a year now, and I just got another one. Like, I gotta wait till they come on to talk about it. But but it should be soon. I don't know. I'll fucking talk about it anyways. I just can't give out a code or anything like that. But
yeah.
Brasco Safety, you know, like okay. they deal in PPE, you know, like safety shoes, like steel toes and gloves and glasses and hard hats and FR gear and stuff like that. And we've been talking over the last few days. So that's something that's coming, and I'm excited about that. So
cool.
They're based out of Sherwood Park there, and they ship internationally. And so, it's good stuff.
Tell them to give me a call. We buy PPR. Lots of them.
There you go. Yeah. I'll tell them to call. I'm always down to help push 646 and stuff out, you know, like one of the first, you know, companies or brands, I guess I should say, one of the first brands that, you know, I got to work with and help out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, 646 will always hold a special place in my heart, right? I'm very fond of the 646.
Yeah.
Right? They stand for amazing things, and, you know, it's just, you know, why not, you know? And it's, you know, you saw something there when you asked me if I wanted to, you know, make some videos or if I was interested in helping, and that's huge, you know, like the first, I think it was the first one. And, you know, like, so that's exciting.
Yeah. You were my first collab as well.
We popped each other's cherries.
I guess so. Yeah.
Oh,
scary.
I didn't bleed though. So, I mean, this took a turn. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
This went weird. Just got weird.
Yeah,
well, we were already talking about personal massagers. So I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Personal.
So, I don't know. Are we cool to talk about your other ventures and businesses in Fox Creek too? Let's push them out. Maybe someone wants a place to stay, like a hotel, and they're looking for a room. They can't. The Devonian's full. The Timber Lodge or whatever the fuck it's called is full.
Oh, okay.
The other ones are all full. Hey, where are we gonna stay? How about
Bedrock?
What about Bedrock?
It's a smaller motel. The rooms are kind of laid out cool too, where the beds are beside each other, but it's one room, so the bathroom splits the two beds, so that if it is two guys, you kind of have your own room, but it's you only pay for one room. Do you know what I mean? So they kind of two TVs for every bed. So it's kind of nice. It's not on the main highway, which is kind of nice too. A little quieter back there, but little Bedrock. Yeah.
Bedrock. And what's cool about that, right? Is like, you were so smart about it. You know, you're just like, hey, you know, we got guys coming in here to work on the pipeline or the rigs or this, that, the next thing. And, you know, like, they need a place to stay. They're not going to stay at the Grizz, right? Like, so come on over to the Bedrock. You know, we got rooms. What a smart investment.
Yeah, well, that was Mike's dad. He's the smart business guy. He built it originally, 98 or 99 or something. He built it. So,
that was
his big idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got, like, the Grizz. You talk about the Grizz. Hold on. You talk
about I'm not talking about the Grizz.
Good God. So I'm
Mr. Popular.
I'm in charge of the radios right now, right? So the work radios, right?
Oh.
So everyone's bringing me back radios. And it's like, I'm surrounded by like 30 radios right now.
Yeah.
Right? And it's 9 o'clock. If you're going to bring me a radio, bring it way before now. What about my sleep?
Yeah, no doubt. That's funny.
Sorry.
It's all good. So we have the Bedrock, and then of course the Oasis Liquor Outlet with the big palm tree beer. Not much to talk about there, but we serve cold beer. And then Kodiak Oilfield Services. We're an oilfield maintenance company. We do some light hauling, we have pickers, and we have some rental equipment, light towers and air compressors, big generators, stuff like that.
And formerly,
and then my little collective souls.
Yeah, and formerly Susie Q's, right?
Yeah, Mike's dad built that originally. That was a long time ago, 94, 95, I think.
How long ago did that close? That closed like, seven, eight years ago?
Maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah, everybody misses Susie's. That was a fun time.
Every time I'm live on TikTok and I'm like, hey, I'm in Fox Creek, I was like, bro, Susie Q still up? No, man. Like that a long time ago that was gone, right? Like, I remember Susie Q's used to see that, you know, the Husky gas station was right there, right?
Yeah.
And Susie Q, they should put McDonald's there. That's what they should do. I heard a rumor.
Did you hear it's coming?
Was trying to move into Fox.
Well, they usually
it's just a rumor.
As soon as the Tim's comes, then other things seem to follow. Yep. Yeah.
So. Get rid of A&W.
We're on the map now. We're officially on the map.
We're on the map. I don't know if Tim Hortons is a good part of Fox Creek. That drive-through is fucking atrocious.
Oh yeah. Every time I'm like, if I take out that post with my truck, I'm gonna snap. When you're coming out,
I've hit it
around that. It's like a hairpin 90. Like, whose vehicle? Maybe a little tiny Mini Cooper would fit through there, but anybody with a big truck.
Oh yeah, we're always hitting it. I've hit it a couple times.
Yeah.
If you don't roll your tires up on that curb on your way through, you're hitting it. So you gotta come through there. You gotta rub against it or go up on top of it a little bit.
Every time that turn.
Yeah. Every single time. And then have you noticed that Tim Hortons is like the only Tim Hortons that's like when you order, they're like, okay, just give me a minute to ring your order. So we're like, no, I'm coming now. Right? Like, I'm coming now, whether you have it ready or not. I'm going to mess up your wait times. You know, like, I'm coming. Right?
But, like, yeah, that's the other weird thing. Like, every time I order one of those pizzas and they'll be like, yeah, can you just pull forward? And I was like, but there's nobody behind me. Like, why don't I just sit here? And then you hand me the pizza. And if somebody comes, then say, oh, ma'am, you know, could you please park there and we'll bring it out to you? But I'm like, there's no one here. So why am I moving and causing you? Like, I was like, this just seems really weird.
It has nothing to do with anything except for you're fucking up their wait time, their drive-through time, right? Because they have to have you in
timer.
A certain timer, right? Yeah. And sometimes Tim Hortons have that timer right there for you to see.
Yeah.
I think they're on the clock, like, in the back, and they're just like, do-do-do. I've ordered stuff from there that, and when it comes to me, it's the complete opposite of what I ordered.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, hey, man, like, hey, Tim Hortons is like 3 years old there now. We can still call it growing pains. They're still growing. Yeah.
You know, well, my other thing about Tim's, two things that drive me crazy about Tim Hortons. You never get napkins. Drives me crazy. If you don't ask for napkins, they do not give you napkins. So piss off immediately. And two, if you order a bagel with cream cheese, it's ridiculous. Like, it's just like only, it's just all crammed on the one. It's like, really? Like, we can't take the time to just do a swipe on one and a swipe on the other. Like, it's simple.
Yep.
Drives me mad.
Back in the day, they used to like just smear that on like thick, right? Yeah. Back in the day, it was so thick. $1.64 with tax. Now it's like almost $3.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Nuts. But the napkin thing, it just boggles my mind. Like, I mean, they're like 2 cents a napkin.
You know what always happens to me at that Tim Hortons? So they do this thing where I'll order it. And when I get to the window, they give it to me first. Right. And then it's happened a couple of times where like I've gone to pay on my phone and like I didn't hit it right enough and it'll beep and they say thank you. And I drive away. And then I'll get the notification, card declined, like an hour later. It's happened to me like 8 times. Like, it's happened to me 10 times.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, the one time I ordered, Christmas time, I ordered a Bailey's, the thing with the Bailey's in it. And I drink a mocha, right? So I ordered a mocha with Bailey's. It was disgusting, right? I'm like, oh, this is so gross. And I look at it, said decline. I'm like, oh, I'm not drinking this. I put it down. Like, I didn't pay for it. Fuck it. Right? And, I felt so bad, right? I was like, the next time I go in there, I'll give a tip or something. And, hey, whatever. Never do, but, like, whatever. It's a growing pain, but it's good to have, you know, it's good.
It is. I love having it. And when I'm complaining about Tim Hortons, it's all the Tim Hortons, like not just here, like any Tim Hortons you go to, it's just like, they're like, if you can get away with not giving out a napkin, don't. And it's just like, drives me crazy. Like, throw a napkin in there, especially got like the sandwich with like the ranch dressing on it or whatever. And there's like ranch dripping all over you. And then you go to grab the napkin, not fucking there.
The like bacon it. And sausage farmer's wrap with chipotle sauce. Right? That shit leaks everywhere. Oh my God.
Yeah. Napkin? Never.
Yeah. It's horrible. Hey. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Where do you see, like, what are your future, I don't know, 5-year outlook for 646? Like, what do you see it expand? Where do you see it expanding to or growing to be or anything like that?
Gosh, I don't really know. I don't know. I would, that's a good question. I mean, you know,
sort of just allowing it to happen and come to you, eh?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I feel like too, if I had more time to really promote it and do it justice, would probably make a big difference getting it out to more people. You know, we don't do a whole lot of online sales, which is a shame, because, you know, that was my whole thing, was to kind of reach a bigger audience. And if I promoted it more and, you know, put some more effort into that, you know, that would probably happen with time, I'm sure. And maybe I'll get there. Like maybe I'll figure out something and, you know, get more people ordering online, or just coming up with a real sick hoodie that everybody just loves. Cause I seem to have this great idea. I think everybody's going to love this logo. And then it's just like, okay, next.
That elephant logo was fire.
Yeah, it was cool. I got a really cool one now. I had, it's that really iconic John Lennon picture where he's got the New York City t-shirt. Well, I dubbed out, like I photoshopped out New York City, and you know, he's wearing a 646 t-shirt in it. And it's super cool. I think it's super cool.
I gotta see that.
The odd person thinks it's cool, but yeah, I think it's great. But anyway, everything I think is great.
Ones. Yeah, well, and I think everything you do is great too, right? So, and I think everyone else, a lot of other people think it's great too. So, like, maybe it's great. If it looks great and feels great, it must be great, right? So,
yeah,
you know, but. One of my favorite ones is that Father's Day hoodie. You know, like I coveted that one, right? Like I saw that you gave.
That's a comfy one.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. No, they're all comfy.
Yeah.
This, like, that's the thing. Like, it's good quality too.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody should know, if anybody listens to this or anybody, they're unisex, so they're, you know, they fit a guy. They're oversized for the ladies for the most part, because they are kind of unisex. But the, you know, I'm 5'8". And oh, you can't see my arm, but the arms aren't long on me. You know, I wear a medium.
She's taller than me.
Yeah.
She's taller than me. I'm 5'4". And hey, this is nice. You know?
Yeah. What do you usually wear? A large?
Medium. I usually rock a large, but that's because, you know, like I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And like a medium maybe is a little tight on me now.
A little snug.
Whereas like 10 years ago, it wasn't. And like, you know, now it's like, hey, you know, it's the muscle. Oh, muscle weighs more than fat. It is. I mean, right? So
yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what I keep telling myself anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Not the dad bod.
Yeah. So did you say I have a dad bod?
No, I said it's not the dad bod.
Oh, I was gonna say, hey man, I heard the dad bod's hot. I'm like, hey. My wife hasn't complained yet. I hear every pound you lose, you gain an inch in the pants. So, I mean, like, hey, maybe I got to lose a couple. I don't know. A couple of LBs get a couple inches, you know?
Could help, right?
Could help. Shit, here we go again. Why do we keep... 69.
Yeah, we just keep veering off the course somehow.
Hey, that's what happens. It's the podcast. It's just the way of the podcast. It happens all the time. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's the name. It's the name. Like, I don't know. Yeah. People see my name's Dick and they think, hey, you know, great opportunity to talk about Dick. It's really just me talking about it. Right. So maybe I'm people, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's me. Yeah. I'm the problem.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't want to keep you too late here. Right. Cause you know, you said you're feeling a little bit from last night's game.
Yeah. A little hungover. Well, we golfed. We were in a golf tournament yesterday, and she was a doozy. So
you needed to have a few drinks in you to watch last night's game too. Let's be honest.
Oh, like, just don't. We're not reliving that. I mean, when Connor Brown is the only guy who scores for Edmonton Oilers, you know you're in fucking trouble. Like
downtown Connor Brown. You know, like he used to be a former Leaf. Half your team is former Leaf, so good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for Hyman, by the way.
Hey, you know what? Like, Hyman's a gem. I'm happy that he's doing well. That guy's a monster. You know, most NHL players are, like, only jacked in the legs. Like, the lower body's only jacked, right? Yeah. Hyman's, like, a freak of nature. He's built like a brick shit house from the top to the bottom, right? Like, just a monster. And he takes care of himself, and he needs to. The way he plays, that kind of player has a shelf life, right? They all have shelf lives, but, like, that kind of guy... He plays like Ovechkin, right? Like he throws the body around. Hey, listen,
he's crazy in front of that net. What's that?
Listen, with the amount of goals he got, listen, my daughter could get 50 goals playing with McDavid, okay? So,
oh, you know. True. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And
no, Hyman's skilled. Hyman's skilled.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great player. Yeah. I love him in front of the net. He's good.
I heard today Draisaitl's probably going to get around. I'd say McDavid's gonna be making about $15 million in 2 years' time when his contract's up. He's gonna be making 15, and Draisaitl will probably be around that 14 mark, right? And that's insane, right? Like that's crazy. And you better hope that you guys win this year, because if you don't, I don't think either of them are sticking around.
No, Dry for sure. I think we'll lose him if we don't make a good solid run or even get the cup. Yeah, I think we're in real danger of losing him for sure. And that won't be good, because I don't know if I can live through the rebuilding years like we've had to for however many years now to get up to this. We're on paper, we're pretty freaking good again and whatnot. So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Did you know that when when the Oilers fired Jay Woodcroft and hired on Knobloch, since Knobloch came on, the Oilers went 45-12. It's either 45-12 or 45-15. Either way, they turned their season around by Thanksgiving. If you're not in a playoff spot, you usually don't make the playoffs.
No,
right?
Like, oh no, we were like
by American Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, we were like, what is happening? Like,
And then they fired Woodcroft. In comes Knobloch. Now, not only did they make the playoffs, they're fighting for a spot in the Stanley Cup final right now.
Yeah, I think you're getting Woodcroft.
No, we've already hired Berube. The Leafs hired Berube the other day.
I thought I read something about Woodcroft, and he's been studying the East Coast players, and the article I read was talking about Toronto.
New Jersey hired Sheldon Keefe, and the Leafs hired Berube, and Berube likes to hold his players accountable, so we'll see how that goes. You know, he's not afraid to sit a star player if they're not performing well. So, hey, you know, let's go, right? That's what these Leafs need. No, there's no accountability in that Leafs locker room. You listen to them all. Even when they lose, it's like, we're right there. Oh, we're on the doorstep. No, you're not. You haven't made it to the fucking first round. You're on the doorstep of shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, come on now. Come on, man. Oh, man. I could get lost all day. I'm a diehard Leafs fan, and I love hockey as a sport, but I think the NHL is just a trash league, just garbage. Yeah.
No comment.
And the Leafs, like, I love the Leafs, but like, if you're going to fleece your fan base that way every year, like you raise your ticket prices and you're increasingly the hardest team to go see because you keep increasing the prices of everything and you haven't won shit in 60 years. Yeah. Maybe there's, you got to prioritize some shit there, you know, like maybe win some shit and then charge those prices, you know? It's frustrating.
I hear you. We've been there.
I don't want to keep you too long. You know, it's nine. Short after nine. You're tired. You're hungover. You know, you're feeling that. You're feeling the game last night. I like to wrap the podcast up by asking, you know, one last question. And it's like, Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people on the Rock, you know, like on the face of the Rock. If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people you look up to, inspire to be, or that inspire you, who would they be and why?
Oh my God. Like dead or alive or.
Yeah. Dead, alive, real, not real.
Oh, I don't know, Dick. Jesus. That's my dad. I probably have my dad up there. He's a pretty cool dude. I don't know. I'll say something stupid. I'm trying to think of something really witty and fun, but
Do it. Say something witty and fun. You never know where the conversation goes, random places, right? You say something witty and fun, you never know what door that could open.
I'm gonna say my dad, Marilyn Monroe. Babe Ruth, because I love the Yankees. And who else is dead? I think it's cool. Oh, Gord Downie, Tragically Hip.
Gord Downie of the Tragically Hip. Nice.
There you go.
Nice. I thought you were going to say Wayner, but all right.
He's not dead.
Put your team on the map.
Yeah, I do love Gretzky. He was great watching him as a kid.
Did you go to many games?
As a kid, no. God, no. I never. No, I probably now. As a you kid, I probably now. Only saw three or four live games. Yeah.
Do you get to go now? Do you go often or once in a while?
No, we go. We haven't been to many this year. We used to have season tickets for a bunch of years, and then we gave them up because we couldn't even give them away. Because if it's like a Tuesday or Wednesday game, then, you know, we're phoning people. You want these tickets? I was like, fuck, we can't even give like Oiler tickets away because, you know, people are busy and stuff like that. And I said to him, like, it's too much work. Like, I don't even want to deal with these season tickets anymore. It just drives me crazy. So, yeah, we stopped getting them. Our daughter was mad because she was in Edmonton, so if nobody could go, she always got them. So she went to like 60% of the Oiler games. So I was like, yeah, we're just buying season tickets for Kennedy to go to games. I'm like, no, we're not doing this anymore.
You should get season tickets back because you know who else lives in Edmonton? Quite close to Rogers Arena, actually.
There you go.
Shout out to me.
Yeah, I know, but I'll probably call you and be like, I'm working. I can't.
Oh, that happens.
That's what everybody says, and then you phone them, and they can't go. So, yeah. First world problems, and you can't give away hockey tickets.
Yeah, I'm still 6 years into working with TCR, and I'm still yet to scoop any fucking tickets off those guys.
Really?
I didn't know they had
season tickets.
We have tickets. We have good seats, yada, yada, yada. We give them away to the guys we work with. Hey, bro, got any tickets? No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Dick, can you work a little harder today? No. Shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, thanks for coming on. This has been a lot of fun, and I love having those conversations. I know you're tired, and I'm tired, and we're all tired, and I'm going to bed too. And yeah, thanks for coming on. Yeah. Thanks for being a part of whatever this is becoming. This is a lot of fun. You know, we're three quarters of the way to episode 100. There's less episodes in front of us than there are behind us now.
That's sweet. No, I appreciate you having me on. And where's my shirt? I keep grabbing the wrong freaking sleeve, and then I can't find the camera.
Look at that.
Get them online.
Go get your 646 hoodie. Yeah,
if you like Dick, you can get your hoodie here. So, but yeah, thanks.
Show your arm again. You got a little Dick on your arm there.
Okay. I hate it when I got Dick on my arm. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, gross. I hate the feeling, you know? Like, shit. All right.
We need to end this now.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And Jody, stay frosty.
I will. I will. Thank you, my friend.
You get carried away.